Welcome to the Learning Reinvented podcast, brought to you by myself, Katie Godden, and the team from The Learning Effect. There are lots of learning podcasts out there, so we wanted to do something slightly different. This week, we're discussing talent development. I'm delighted to welcome Christina to the podcast. Thank you for joining me, Christina. Would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, Katie. It's so awesome to be here, and thank you very much for the invitation. I am really excited to have this interesting chat about learning development together. So my name is Christina Leahu. I am originally born in Moldova and I am a world citizen now based in Barcelona. My talent development career have been a very interesting mix of a journey that I took step by step that brought me in here in order to connect my mission with my passion and with everything that I can offer from my experience towards employees and companies.
Thanks very much, Christina, for introducing yourself. So could you just describe your career journey to date and how you've kind of got to where you are?
That's an awesome question because it just takes me on a real journey, to be honest. And probably as every one of us is used to see the career journey, it's just a path that you take and then you have one vision and you go through the path to get to this vision that you have, and it just starts changing and you reshaping it, and you are identifying and you have more self-awareness and you understand yourself better, and this makes you turn your journey into right or to left or to go forward or backwards. So I initially started as an economist. I did my university, it's finance and banking. And I approached the governmental and public administration, where I started my career in the same time with working and learning. I was studying at the university at that time, and that gave me a very good and interesting understanding towards what is a career in the public administration. I have been always tuned into people and working with people and seeing the potential in each of them. And that helped me understand that besides my economical studies, I definitely have to develop a part that is dedicated to people. I am a people person and I will always be so. This didn't change since I was very, very young up to now, and my vision towards the future is the same. I dedicate all my experience in order to bring the best out of people and give them the space where they can sparkle it. So with this, I took different other learning paths in order to better understand what is learning, how learning impacts people, and how this gives the opportunity to grow and expand. So with this, I make a turn, not around, but like on the corner, and jumped into the HR area and started to dedicate my career towards people development in general, employees in big companies, projects that will impact growth and their career journey altogether.
Thank you very much. I think there's a popular theme amongst our guests is that people get into learning and development purely because they have a passion for people. So that's really good. So what have been some of your highlights in your career today?
You know, looking back to how my career developed, I would say that every single stage of my career development had an impact in order to get to the next level. What I knew is that I have this big passion for the contribution. And as you say, talent development it's an area where you can express that towards people. And sometimes it's not so easy because from my experience, you have to understand very well the why of people, right? So some highlights have been that I have a very versatile background. I have been involved in public administration on a national level. Then I expanded my career towards the European Commission. And I understood better how this works on the European level, what is public administration and how this can be impactful for people in general as society. And then I decided to change this into a faster paced environment. And then I approached corporates and international organizations. So one of the very interesting parts has been, of course, the inputs that I could get from public administration, and I understood that the timing for them, it's a different one towards myself. I like a quicker or a faster pace. We are talking about 15 years ago, which we didn't live that so fast-paced times as we do today. Another great highlight had been that I was involved in the International Organization for Migration, and I have been building capacities for different diasporas and people that migrated from one country to another, that moved their roots in order to grow longer wings, I would say. And this has been a very, very rewarding project for me. I understood how international organizations work, what is the potential for them to do the impact in the world. And this has been another highlight in my life. And then I went directly to the corporates. And an awesome highlight has been working with teams in companies like Microsoft, or Facebook, or Dow Jones. And this brought to me a huge amount of very rich experiences. And when I'm saying rich is because I have been working with so many nationalities, people from so many places that came together, that had the same aim, and I could provide for them a better understanding of their own selves and help them shape their future careers. That has been very rewarding to me.
It sounds like you've definitely had a really good mix of companies that you've worked for and a lot of experience gained from those. What do you think the biggest challenge is in regards to talent and development within these big organizations or within the organizations that you work with now?
It's a very good question because I think, like, when we talk about talent development, it gives you a feeling that everything is towards growth, right? And everything is more in a smooth path. It's good to have, but not mandatory. And I would say that the faster the company understands that this is a mandatory thing to have for your employees, because your huge potential is in them, and if you don't feed them with right nutrients, they will not grow, so your company will be stuck. I think the main challenge is the engagement. So if you have your employees engaged and they feel they belong and they feel that they appreciate it, you're going to have a high efficiency. And you can get this through the talent development, and learning and development of your employees will bring a different path in their career journey and a huge impact in your business development. So I would say engagement is first and very important, because if we are talking about startups, for example, that are very common in my in my clients pool, it's easy to have people engaged in learning and development because they are hungry about that. But we, if we are talking about corporate world, then it's very different because in corporate, you want to standardize everything and deliver this in a certain manner. But I think what makes a real difference in the employees is tailoring or curating the content you want to deliver for each talent development branch, right? So this makes more challenging the things on a bigger scale, but I definitely recommend that this is like, if you want to have talent development in your corporate, you don't want just to throw your money on a platform where you have thousands of courses and no one takes them. You want to have people engaged in this talent and development platform. So this is the most important part. And here are the professionals like you, Katie, or us, or myself, that are going into the game. And then we are tailoring and providing the right curation for the talent development that is expected in the corporates.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you in regards to the engagement side of things and putting in the platforms that aren't necessarily right, because we see it all the time working with people that people might take one platform that they've worked with and then take that into the next organization. But it's not a game of one size fits all. And that's where you find that you do have kind of low engagement because you haven't necessarily implemented that properly, or you haven't highlighted it properly. Or like you said, you're providing such a vast amount of content for these people. And it is really overwhelming for an end user as well to go in and go, where the hell do I start? Is it over here? Is it here? But if you curate that and tailor that, like you said, and provide that personalization, it's a lot easier to then get that engagement. And as I always say, it's rolling it back up to that purpose, isn't it? Because you need to have the purpose of the learning in the organizations, because otherwise there isn't any point of these people doing it. You don't often find people just going to do learning for the sake of learning. People are doing it for a reason. It needs to benefit them. It needs to benefit their job role, their productivity, et cetera. But without having the right tools in your toolkit, you're not able to do that.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, like you mentioned something essential. And, you know, I think like great professionals in talent development, they come in, they bring the why, they discover the why of the employees, of the department, of the managers and so on. But then there is this very important part of who you have as accountability body when you do the learning itself. You know, we are overwhelmed with a lot of information. There is a lot of noise all around us. How do we keep focused? And I think here is the middle management where they need to interfere, and they need to sparkle this interest in their teams, in their team members. They really have a key role. And you know, you would always hear this, right? It's like, I had a great manager. He made me grow so much, you know? And this is where it comes. It's not because his manager had been like teaching him all the knowledges, you know, that you can find on the platform. No, it's just the manager took out the sparkle of this person and helped him expose this, you know. So basically it's a teamwork all together. It's talent development, it's human resources, like business partners that have to provide. The company culture also has a huge role. And it's everything going down to the why. Why do you want that? I see nowadays like people are desperate about the AI and they want to take all the courses possible in the world in order to fill this gap that they feel that they will have in the future if they don't do that. And I think companies should listen to this. And also I think they should curate that in a manner that goes together with the human intelligence as well. Because if you do apply the algorithms just how you learned about them, it will not be helpful. You need to put this in a context of your department, of your employee types and of personalities. If they are introverts, they will intake this information in one way. If they are extroverts, they are expecting to intake this information a different way. So this is where the talent development professionals come in and do the work. So it's a proper work done, not just the payment of the platform that is a learning platform. And the out of 5,000 employees, you have 55 that are really engaged.
I completely agree with you. I think we see quite often that learning and learning and talent, learning and development, whatever you want to call those departments in organizations, often kind of sit as a silo. So they're a service providing department. So they're providing either a platform, they're even providing content. But I think this is the point where you should really be partnering with those different departments, really understanding what they're trying to achieve. But again, bringing it back up, what's the organization trying to achieve as a whole as well? And then aligning that in accordance. And you can help and you can standardize some of that learning. So you can provide a template, but you can work with those experts throughout the business to be able to create really great learning that looks in the way that you want it to look, but it's also relevant. So you're not just having to buy off the shelf content. You're able to kind of tailor it that little bit to your organization. So it gives it that personalized look as well.
Absolutely. And also, you know, I mean, like I'm thinking about not only learning in the learning platforms. So many times all the soft skills, you really need to learn them in a context. You need to put a team together to work through the skills. So you have a great facilitator coming on the side. You have half of a day off site where you dedicate this time in order to bring self-awareness, awareness of your team members and better understanding of the team itself as an entity, right? And what are the strengths? What are the weaknesses? Where the opportunities are, all in the context of your organization. And I think this makes a huge difference. This investment of time of like half of a day, 4 hours offsite, for example, can change completely the efficiency of your team for the next 6 months. And if you do this twice a year, you are like on a win-win-win path for everyone, because it gives a high boost to your employees. They reconnect in a different manner than they, for example, connected 6 months ago or 1 year ago, because they discover people change. We are in a continuous motion. What moved me or inspired back in 2015 doesn't move me now. And it's the same. And it's the same with this type of talent development work on the side. And I think it's very important. And I think we have such a huge leverage now because we can do it online and offline. And of course, like this type of work, I prefer to say that it's great offline when you get your team together in a meaningful manner. We have like a huge conversation about in the office, not in the office, hybrid, remote, fully based office and so on. But look, if you put a meaning into something, it's really easy to bring people together. But give them the why, give them the inspiration and the motivation to be there, and then they will be there, you know. So yeah, so I definitely think that a combo between the learning platforms and offsites, team buildings, personal development within the team are the tools that can work great in order to maintain and boost your employees' career journey.
Definitely. I completely agree with you. I think that blended approach really works well. It's knowing and understanding when's the right time to have a workshop, when's the right time to have face-to-face training, when's the right time to have online training, and having that blended approach really does. It helps mix it up as well for a learner. They're not solely just stuck to a computer doing their learning, or they're not just constantly asked to go to a workshop, you know. And I think it provides the relevance to whatever you're training and teaching out in those different sessions as well. But again, I think you kind of said it as well just now, is in regards to those other bits and those other experiences that you're experiencing within work, they all go towards your learning too. So it's interacting with your colleagues, etc. They're really, really important to keeping engaged within the organization as well.
Yeah, and the feeling of belonging, you know, the community. We are so very social. We are like social beings. We need the engagement, some more, some less. We need the belonging anyway. And sometimes I think, because if you don't facilitate this often in your workplace, sometimes people forget the feeling that they get when they get together for that, you know? So there is like a specific emotional boost within this type of meetings or workshops or face-to-face trainings, where you discover perspectives about your team members that are so inspiring to you, and you never knew that. You didn't know that, for example, the person that you work together in the team has this great ability about, I don't know, about public speaking and improv, because he didn't have a space where to manifest that. But suddenly you realize that in a role play in this workshop, you figure it out that they have it. And it's so much easier for you as a manager, for example, than afterwards knowing this person can be delegated to go to the conferences and promote the services you do in your department and so on, so on. So all of a sudden, after a workshop like this, you get very much more resourceful in your team because you discovered more about your employees. And then you can have employees for 20 years in your company, and they're still engaged and they're still motivated and they still shine and they're still bringing incredible ideas and they're still asking meaningful questions. So this is how you basically keep your workforce alive.
No, I completely agree with you on that one. So what does your future look like?
So my future looks like exactly the examples I put together a few minutes ago. My future looks like putting all together all the experience that I gathered until now. And I'm very grateful to every workplace that I have been in, because I learned so much. And I am bringing a rich luggage of knowledge, understanding, cross-cultural understanding as well. And in this moment of my life, I am on the path of offering this and opening the possibilities to many other clients, not just one, as being an employer. So my future looks like that, offering trainings, workshops, on site and online, tailoring and curating specifics for different type of teams, and, you know, for different type of personalities. Actually, I'm very much into Enneagram and DISC and MBTI types, and I do a lot of work on that because I think this brings a lot of understanding for people, where do they stand, who they are, what are their strengths, and how they can shape their career forward. In diving into this future, I have to say that we are all under a very fast-paced transforming path, which is really great. So I update myself every single day, and I keep this in my mind, on top of my mind, that being up to date is actually a possibility to deliver up to date added value to everyone else who is around you. My future looks like it will be a lot of a partnership with great enterprises and professionals like you guys are. and I'm very excited about that. You know, the more we learn, the more we grow, and this is the inspiring part of a human being, right? We came into this world to be happy and to keep growing.
Thank you so much, Christina, for sharing your story with us today. If people want to get in contact with you and find out a bit more about yourself and what you do, how would they go about doing so?
You know, we are all on LinkedIn. So my name is Christina Leahu. I am on LinkedIn, and on LinkedIn, I am an open book. You definitely can chat, book a session with me, ping me on a messenger, and I will come back to you, and we will take it from there, and we will shape your career journey, and I will take it to a next level.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Christina. We'll put those links in the show notes below so people will be able to contact you. Thank you very much again.
Thank you very much, Katie, for your great work. And I am super happy that I had this opportunity to be together with you today. And good luck in the future. And let's keep in touch.
Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Learning Reinvented podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. If you've not already done so, please follow our podcast. And if The Learning Effect can help you and your organisation, please do get in touch. You can find both James and Katie on LinkedIn, and our contact details are in the show notes below.